Radio made in Market Harborough. HFM.
This is Nick Shaw, and on this podcast I'm joined by Steph Edwards, the Trust Leader of Learn Academies Trust. Hi, Steph.
Hello, Nick. Thank you for asking me to talk about what Learn Out Schools are doing.
It's a pleasure. First, how have Learn Academies Trust responded to the recent coronavirus situation?
Well, it already seems such a long time ago when it all started. Schools were still full of children. Our staff, every single one of them in every school, has been amazing in the way that they've responded to this. From the beginning, we were determined to follow public health guidance. That meant being really careful to follow the advice in the daily emails that came from the government so that we were clear about what we had to do. One of the first things we did was to start new routines of more frequent hand washing and teach all our children how to wash their hands thoroughly. So school washrooms rang to the tune of Happy Birthday. Children sang it twice while they washed their hands. We ramped up the daily cleaning in all our schools to minimise the spread of infection. We realised that there was an increasing likelihood that schools would close, so we were busy contingency planning, working out the implications for education, for care, safeguarding, how we would manage communications, finance, operations, governance, all that. We were preparing and putting systems into place. Our head teachers and some specialist teachers began work on our Learn at Home approach, putting together ideas and suggestions for parents about the things they would be able to manage at home. Our network manager was involved. We did a lot of thinking about what was feasible with technology and the systems that we have, how we could use it to support families in a way that would be safe, secure, and accessible for everyone. We were already using Microsoft Teams for internal communication, for collaboration and remote meetings. So we set up all our trustees and local governors on it too, so that we could maintain communication from a distance with them and so that governance could continue throughout the closure period. And then, of course, we were informed that schools would stay open for vulnerable pupils and the children of key workers. So we started daily online meetings in the lead up to closure. There were such a lot of things to think about. Asking parents who might need the provision, risk assessing our staff to gauge who might need to stay at home, who would be able to be on staffing rotas, which schools would stay open, how we would manage moving children from one school to another, what the safety implications would be, and sorting out daily communication with parents and staff. We wanted people to know what we were doing and thinking and to understand why. And this is ongoing work. We have an operations team meeting and an education team meeting online every day, and we review how things are going. We consider whatever the latest guidance is. We think about the feedback people are sending us, staff and parents, and we make changes where we can. And all the while learning from the advice we receive from experts, government guidance, education sector specialists like the Confederation of School Trusts, who send an excellent daily briefing. So that as far as we possibly can, we're trying to make well-informed decisions. And we're talking to our local partners and learning from them too. We were asked by the LA to take a lead in coordinating school places locally, so our teaching school team is doing that work. Steve Roddy at Church Langton, the Learn At Teaching School Director, he's in touch with about 20 local schools to make sure plans are in place if their key worker children should need places in other schools, if circumstances change as time goes on. So, for example, Great Bowden's key worker children have been at Ridgeway since the schools closed. Children from St Andrews in North Kilworth and Husbands Bosworth have been at Lubbernham School. And now children from Foxton are joining them for the Easter holidays. About 10 children will be there all together, hopefully having a really lovely Easter break in Lubbernham's gorgeous garden and grounds, making new friends and helping to keep the school's three chickens company while their parents are doing such vital work on behalf of all of us. Meadowdale's key worker children are spending the holiday in the countryside at Church Langton. We stay in close touch with colleagues at the diocese and at the LA, and we're working hard together to make sure that our most vulnerable children are being supported.
Obviously, lots of hard work's going on. How are the schools supporting families, pupils and parents at this challenging time?
On the education side, we wrote to all parents before schools closed to most pupils to explain the approach we were planning to take. We called it Learn at Home. We wanted to start off with a straightforward and manageable plan, a sort of guide to, well, if all else fails, make sure children do these basic things every day. Have conversations. Make sure children keep up with their reading. That's so important for pleasure and as part of their learning. Practice their times tables and their number bonds. Minimise screen time. Try to keep active. But remember, the most important priority is to stay well. We don't want people to put too much pressure on themselves. This can't be like school. It won't be like school. Some people will be trying to juggle work and childcare, looking after themselves and other people in their family. They might not be feeling very well. Add in the stress of keeping to a routine of 5 hours a day of schoolwork, that could all become just a bit too much and actually be counterproductive to everyone's well-being, including the children. We wanted to encourage parents to try to keep to a simple, structured routine and make the most of household opportunities. Getting up, washed and dressed at a reasonable time every day, tidying bedrooms, maybe doing some PE in the living room with Joe Wicks at 9 o'clock, then some schoolwork, lunch at a regular time, helping to make it even. In the afternoon, sometime outside in the garden if that's possible, lots of talking, reading, stories. You could keep a coronavirus diary, maybe even reading to grandparents in isolation over Skype. Dinner time, bath time, regular bedtime. Simple, structured routines help children to feel secure and confident that they know what's coming next. All our families can receive emails, so teachers are sending a daily message to their classes with 3 learning tasks or activities for the schoolwork part of each day. They're including information about some of the brilliant free educational resources that are starting to emerge online and from the BBC. There's a quiz every Friday about the week's learning and space for parents to provide feedback to the teacher. We've had a couple of weeks to establish that rhythm, and in the main it's working pretty well. Some people would like more, some want less. We hope parents will find their own balance that works for them and not worry about it too much. We know teachers are missing children, and children are missing their teachers. So we're looking at ways of helping that communication to happen safely and in a manageable way after Easter. We've been sending a daily bulletin to parents with the latest information from the government, for example, about free school meals vouchers, sources of support for well-being, mental health, and really importantly, online safety. We've started a weekly internet safety bulletin so that parents know what to do to keep their children safe online. We think children might be online more than usual, and the risks they face are enormous and they're very scary. So that's something we're quite worried about and we want to support parents with. We've set up closed Facebook groups linked to school Facebook accounts so that families can support each other in their own communities. One of our schools, Market Harbour C of E, works with Fair Share in Market Harbour and has been providing food parcels for local families in need for quite a while. All of our school leaders try their very best to respond to individual circumstances to help and support our families wherever they can, or to signpost them to other services that might be able to help.
Thanks for that, Steph. And how are staff being supported?
Well, I think we're really lucky to be part of a strong group of schools in LearnAt. We've been able to support each other every day through our 2 main virtual meetings. Groups of people have got together online to work on behalf of everyone, rather than each school having to start from scratch. So, for example, Liz Martin, the head of school at Meadowdale, and Michelle Dubois, our central team safeguarding coordinator, work together on behalf of all of our schools on the changes to safeguarding procedures that would be needed for this new situation. Our site managers have worked together to make sure our schools are safe and healthy places for staff and children, School business managers and office managers are working together to make sure everything continues to run as smoothly as possible. The Trust's communication manager has organised the daily bulletin for parents, information for staff and governors to take the pressure off individual school leaders. Everyone's helping each other. We've been really careful to risk assess our staff and to make sure anyone who is vulnerable works from home. And like I said at the beginning, our staff are amazing. Over 100 of them, teachers and teaching assistants, those who can, have volunteered to cover the Easter holidays. And that means that problems with childcare won't need to stop our NHS staff attending work in what might turn out to be a really difficult time. And like everyone else in this very strange situation, none of us has ever had to respond to a global pandemic before. So our core values of learning and fellowship have never been more precious than they are now. We're learning all the time, and we're working together in fellowship, supporting each other with kindness and generosity of spirit, thinking and working collectively, standing alongside one another. And that will help us get through this very challenging time in all of our lives.
Well, thanks very much for joining us, Steph, and all the very best to you, your staff and pupils.
Thank you, Nick. Stay well.
Radio made in Market Harborough. HFM.